Shami Trumas Daf Yud Dalet. Gemara continues a discussion about taking truma on zaysim for shem and zayis or vice versa. So the Mishnah, we quote, the Gemara quotes another Mishnah. Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah Masechas Idias. Yossi Aimer, Shisha Devar Makula Beishamai, Machmir Beis Hillel. There are six things that are the Beishamai's Mekel and Beis Hillel's Machmir. Normally it's the other way around, Beis Hillel's Mekel. But there are six things that are categories the Mishnah brings down that Beis Shammai was Mekel and Beis Hillel was Machmir. And the so the Gemara says, what are those? And the Mishnah gives an example. Hov, Oyla, Shukon, Magin, and Racho. You're allowed to have meat, a chicken, oaf, meat from chicken, is allowed to go on a table in Magvina Vein or Nakhl. Allowed to go on a table with cheese, but you can't eat it together, but you can put it on the table. It's still going to Beis Shammai. Well, Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says that you can't put it on a table, and you can't even eat it together. You can't put it on a table with milk because you can't eat it together. Now, what's the cheshbon? So again, Mefarshim explained that the reason for that is because Beis Shammai holds that it's a din de rabbanon. If it's a din rabbanon, only eating is usur. That anything else is only de rabbanon. And the eating only, even eating. In other words, how far do you go? In other words, if you, according to Beis Shammai, the only thing is eating basa mamish with cheese. As a Torah Levashel Kadib Chelav Imo. However, chicken is a derabbanon, and therefore you can't eat it together. Derabbanon aser it, but putting on the same thing on the same table should not be a problem. Zera l'gzera, pesilas and olia, but they can't do either one. They can't do it because they hold that it's not, even though it's derabbanon, but the concern that Beis Hillel has a different concern, and that the it's not considered gzera l'gzera, but he says since lemaisa. This case warrants is that lemaisa, if you would go ahead and eat it, the actual meat together, so that would be considered daraisa, and if the rabbanon would be also in a sense derab, but we consider it also derab. If you cook it together, be derab. Even though eating it together may not be also daraisa, even according to Beis Hillel, according to one sheet in the Gemara, but cooking it together surely is. Mele, it's enough to make a gzeira and say they shouldn't be on the same plate, on the same table. No, that's one halacha. Another halacha that the Mishnah, Beis Shammai is Hillel, Kula Beis Shammai is Hillel. Beis Shammai says you can take truma of Zeisim al Shemen al Mayayim. And Beis Hillel says, ain't truma, you can't do it. Now, L'chaira, what do we see from over here? Quoting the Mishnah, Masechet Idias, it's only Beis Hillel that said you can't go separate. And says you can't do it, ain't truma. But it doesn't say that you take, even according to Beis Hillel, you can't do it. It doesn't say that Yaksav Yitrom, does he have to do it again? Vice is B'dievet, it's good. So the Chama Amana, less Kan Zesim al Shemen. There should be no, don't mention the Mishnah over here of Zesim al Shemen, olives for oil, El Shemen al Zesim, only one way, the other way around, oil for Zesim. So Mele, according to that, it would come out that the Batsim, it would come out that Rabbi Yossi, this is Shita Kondra of Yossi, of Yossi, Omer, and Truma Sajuma. Kondra of Yossi says it's not good, Truma is not a Truma, it's not valid. In other words, the only way we can explain the Gemara, the way we have Yossi that we quoted yesterday's Gemara, is that he learns the halacha would be separated, that even with the Yevet it's not good, and that it's not good, and not like the Yaks of Yitrom, but Ein Trumas or Truma, that it's not good, it has to be a case only Shema al Zaysim, that's the case where we say it's not going to be good. And Amela, therefore, the case is, but if you separate from Zesim al Sheman, that could be an Echanami, that could be, that's Rav Yossi Shita, that could be an Echanami, that could be good. There's no mention in Mishnah, doesn't talk about that. That could talk be that Aloch is that it's no good even with the Evet. But Beis Hillel is talking about a case of Zesim al Sheman. And there, maybe according to Rabbi Beis Hillel, with the Evet, Chathil, you shouldn't do it, but with the Evet, if you did it, it's okay. But Mela, it's not a kashuk of Yossi speaking according the other way around, and that would not be a stira. Says the Marful to explain. Vaylishna ain't tomin sulo mashmim tormu trumas and truma. Elavad lo gatzinan zaysim l'ashem. And vice versa, it's not the girsa. It's not zaysim l'ashem. And that's Rav Yossi could fit in according to the sheet who says ain't trumas and truma would be on the case of the shem al zaysim, not al zaysim l'ashem. That would fit in to the explanation of what we just quoted yesterday, the sheet of Rav Yossi. The Gemara says, go back to the Truma Yaksav Yitrom. Mishnah says, if you separate Truma from a Shemen, it's halacha is, you go ahead, it's good, but the Mishnah, Dereisha said, Yaksav Yitrom. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? In our Rishon HaKemes, when we say you have to take another truma, Tumah in case the first truma is no longer here. It's not here anymore. That's what Chacham required you to do a second truma. That's what we said halacha would be. It says the Marful to explain that the Mishnah says in the Reisha Yachsvitrom is wish ain't a Rishon Kayamas. And therefore God Michatas, the concern is you have to use again Mechatas Dafki Shays, those Lokadinasakatrom. But Hekashakadin Afshinev the Logos Mish Mechatas. But you did it properly, just that you didn't lose it. Then we're not going to say only we catch them where you went and you lost it. It's not here anymore. Now you got to take a second truma. Then we're concerned about the halacha. Then we're concerned about the mechatas. Otherwise, we're not concerned. Moshe Rishon HaKemes. Moshe says Kerleshim Dio. No, if you went ahead, you still the first truma is still here. It's not gone yet. It's not lost. Kerleshim Dio. You can just go with designated again. And now it's you're doing it a second time, but now you're doing the second on the first the original separation, the original truma. And therefore, that's not a problem that you'd be able to do. Not afraid of mechatas there, that would be allowed to do. It's only the case of the Mishnah, you explain it, the case of the Mishnah is only where it's no longer here. And now, then the halakha is, that's now, then you go ahead, you have to take Yachshav Yidrom. The second one, you can do that originally on the same one. You don't have to do a second truma. A second afresh is on the original, what you did originally. And if it's not a concern of mechatas. So that's the Gemara. Brisa says, the second portion, you can't eat it. The second portion of truma that you took, Yaksav Yitrom, you can't go ahead and eat it until you take Trumas and Maisers as well. So the Gemara says, the Trumas Maisers as well, you have to take it as well. Because even though you part the Truma Rishona you took, so it's like any other Tevel that still requires Trumas and Maisers. So the Gemara says, Rishona Mayi. What's the local? It got to be the first portion of truma you took. Now, the first portion you took that was not, we're not talking about where it's lost, but where it's here. So now the question is, now it became shemen. What's the local now? What do you do? You still mechayev in truma some isris? What's the local? Mind you, the Mishnah said, we can learn the chayev from the braisa. Chazav yasser shemen. You went ahead and you went back, you separated truma from shemen from zayit. You go back and you went and you separated again. And now you made the olives into oil. You squeezed it into oil. I made the grapes into yayin. Kerushayin is all the So go ahead, go back to the original one. Designate the first truma. You don't have to go and do it again. So achad amashu tzaru liko shem lamerosav. It means it tells us you have to go designate again the truma. You call it truma again, which means that you don't have to go ahead and designate a second time, but you have to go back and do the first. Says the map folder to explain. What does that mean? Kerushayin shem truma rishona mechadish lechol masrosav. Then a new one mechadish lechol masrosav ivish kol mishas shemen. And it's all off as truma shni. You don't have to go separate truma again. Truma again, you don't have to separate. But the maaser itself, that you have to do. That you go back just like the first one. You would have, if you never had a problem and you weren't going to change the thing, you didn't go smash the second the olives into oil. So you would just separate the truma. You would have to mechuyev maaser. So now that you go back and yach yitrom on the same truma, so then you go ahead. You don't take truma again, but you got to take maaser. You still have to take maaser from it because it only says truma. You don't have to. But likra tzom is the maaser that you still have to go ahead and do. So the Gemara, the Chav, we have a stira. Tan of the Brayis, we looked at the end of the Mishnah. It says what? It's the Mishnah said, same for the Mishnah who said you can't go separate truma from something that needs Gemara Malacha still requires Malacha to finish it, or on something that doesn't have required Malacha. The Sha'avah Halachat Hilo, Mashma, the Mishnah is telling you that it's talking about the truma after the fact. However, you can't in the first place in Echanami, you can't separate. If you look at Chili, you can't separate it together. Mashma, if it's two separate things, one is going to be Gemar Balakton. You almost not Gemar Balakton. Then you advise that you can't go ahead and separate. Vat Lakatki, you can't do it. Ayla Maisa, Misha said you can do it. In other words, you're going to have separate things in Lashava, which means you went ahead and you did it. On the cases of something where you're going to make separate, something where you're going to go ahead and chuma wine for grapes that you're not going to make into, you're going to make into raisins. You're not doing any process. You're not squeezing them out. Halacha, you still shouldn't do a Katkhila. But why not? It's no more Gemar Malakton. You're not doing anything more. It's finished. The process is finished. You should be able to do it. The Chayrut is steering the Mishnah again. I'll tell you, Pshat, the case is different. Something that requires still a process. You're going to go squeeze it out. You're going to make it to something else. You're doing something else to it. Halacha is something else that you can take. That we learn the Mishnah. Peret, Smukha, Cheruvin. Dried pomegranate seeds or raisins or carobs is complete. Only when you go ahead, you put them into a pile. So even though you go in and make it into the raisins, they're still not processed. Still a process left to do. You still have to go put it into a pile. Rafulda to explain. And to my dad, we said Allah is, we have to go. The Gabi did maestros, you still have to go ahead and make it into a pile. It's not finished the process. Says the Marash, we still to explain. Li'akash is yafsha rimonu atzukim. Even though enechrami, it's already dry. The raisins are complete. However, you put it in a pile. You have to put it into a pile before you take it into your house. So mele, therefore, you want to know that halacha is, even if it goes into raisins, and you're not going to go do any more process, you're not going to have to squeeze it or pound it, it still requires to be put into a pile. It's not nigma malachton yet. So how do you explain that local why it's considered a finished process? Why is it considered that you wouldn't have to take truma and maestros again? Trumas again. So like the Gemara Yosef Shemel Yitzchak explains, there is no issur against separating truma from something nigma malachto al davish nigma malachto. Ela garen yekad b'vad, except for something has to require his garen v'yekad, put in the threshing floor in the vat, to be threshed, to be squeezed, to be processed. That's when we talk about, still has to go ahead into a process, that's still considered as a nigma malachton. But anything else where it's not going to, well, it doesn't require that, then in a konami, if it's going to be made into raisins, even though they're not in a process for that purpose yet, still has to be put into a pile, but it's not garden v'yekev, therefore the look is that it's not, that's considered nigma malachton, and we're not concerned about a separate truma. Zakter marful to explain, tu yayim v'shemen, that we say kedogan magorim aleim and ayekev. I feel got kilo moto tzimukin ein asid lasas yayin. This is not going to make yayin. There's no later putting into a garden v'yekev, and if there's no garden v'yekev, it's considered nigma malakto. Now the process is done, even though you didn't put into a pal yet. But since it's only nigma malakto, I'll accept garden v'yekev. And since this is not going to be garden v'yekev, it's going to remain as raisins. I know of him. It's going to remain as tzimukim. Maybe that's considered nigma malakto, and therefore you'll be able to take truma from one to the other.